It's not like any other podcast. Coming to you straight from the heartland, where investing is told like it is. It's time for Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. Hold on, because here comes the next episode of the Paranoid Banker Podcast.
Hey there, Darren Garman here, and welcome to this week's podcast. I'm recording this podcast, video edition, so you may be still be listening to this on your favorite media, however you listen on your computer or phone, or you may be watching too, maybe on YouTube or on your phone. So this is both video and audio edition of this week's podcast, and I'm recording this first week of April, actually April 2nd. It's a Thursday, and recording this podcast. And we're going to talk today about something probably all of us in one way or another are dealing with. And that has to do with what to do now. What do we do now? So before I get into some things that I'm noticing, especially with the people that I hang out with, that I communicate with, that I spend time with, and some of my own personal thoughts on this, I want to make sure that you are staying safe, making smart decisions on your health and your hygiene, and doing what's necessary in order to slow this pandemic down. As the day I'm recording this, it sounds like we still have quite a ways to go. They're talking about this maybe peaking sometime in the next 2 to 3 weeks. I think that's hopeful. Hopefully that'll happen. You know, especially those of you that are affected by this personally, whether you have been affected yourself, maybe contracted the coronavirus, or you know someone that has. I don't have anyone that I know as of today that I'm close and personal with, that like immediate family, friends, that kind of thing, that has it. But I mean, I got employees that you know, are kind of on the front lines of this and with people. I've got a mother that's in a nursing home, so you know, I'm concerned. And so, you know, stay safe and be smart and in what you're doing. So right now, most of us are pretty much faced with one thing that we really may not have had before. And I guess I don't want to say we didn't have it at all, but we have a hell of a lot more of it. And that is time. That is time. And so, an interesting thing about how many people will be spending their time, I'll just go over three ways I think people will be spending their time. And we'll talk about maybe some things that would be much more beneficial to you and to others around you, especially those that you care about, when it comes to this time and what you do now. So before I go down the road with those three, I think I can be confident in saying that we will eventually get over this. So eventually this will be done. Eventually this will be fixed. Eventually the dust will settle. And I don't know if we'll ever get back to normal, but eventually we'll be back to as close to normal as we know. Eventually that's going to happen. And depending on what expert you listen to or talk to, or, you know, it varies on when that's going to be. Months, weeks, a year, whatever. And there's various opinions on that. But I think what most people share is the idea that we will get back, we will get over this. So then the question you need to be asking yourself regarding this, in terms of right now, And how you spend your time is what's next. Simple question, two words. What's next? Many people right now may be thinking that. What's next? Depending on how impacted you have been by this virus, especially if you've got a small business that's been impacted. I was on a conference call yesterday with, you know, quite a few business owners, and I mean, there's a hell of a lot of pain out there right now with these business owners. I mean, business has just stopped for many of them. And what I'm going to talk about kind of fits into that too. But right now, you need to be asking yourself the question of what's next. A lot of people are asking that now because they pretty much have to. But a lot of people don't really have to ask that right now. So back to my three ways people are spending their time. They're either spending their time hooked to all of the bad news of the day, continually and consistently watching, reading, and listening to all of the bad shit that's happening. They're watching either CNN from sunup to sundown, Fox News from sunup to sundown, listening to it, watching it, and then what they do with all this information is they put something on Facebook, here's what I heard, you know, they call their daughter, here's what I found out today, you know, all this is happening. So that's what one group is spending their time doing, mainly wallowing in the negative media generated stuff. And again, we want to be concerned about what's going on. We want to know how it's impacting those we care about or love, or how it could. So we want to know, we want to be informed. I'm not saying that at all, but I mean, you know what I'm talking about. The embellishment and the cherry picking of the media is at an all-time high, especially during times of crisis. So number one, there's those folks that spend their time in that. Number two are those folks that kind of keep track of that stuff, but then they're spending their time hanging out. Okay? Hanging. Or what some people would say, hang. You want to hang, you know, hanging out. So that's typically social media for hours, TV, movies, videos, Netflix, Hulu or whatever, Disney Channel, whatever. That's what most of their time is spent doing, is hanging out, watching the clock, and maybe even playing video games, Call of Duty or whatever. By the way, I'm not criticizing any of that. I think there's time for all that stuff. I'm just simply stating this is what a large number of people are doing right now. I mean, hell, I love Ozark, Netflix. I mean, I'm not through season 3 yet. And I'm about through it, and what a great show. So, I love that stuff. So I'm not necessarily saying, oh, stay away. I'm just saying what a lot of people are doing. Then there's a third group. And the third group of folks are taking the time that's been given to them, many, a hell of a lot of additional time that they didn't have before, and they're being productive in terms of what they will be doing, what they will be what's going to be going on, what's next after all of this is done. Right? What's next? Is it a career move? Is it working on a, you know, moving upwards in your career, an advancement in your career? Is that what some people are working on? Hell yeah, they're working on that right now, hour by hour. They're working on advancement in their career. They didn't have a lot of time to do it before because they were so damn busy. They're working on that right now. Maybe it's that small business idea that they've been thinking about now for years, and they're finally getting that going and starting to get that ramped up. Maybe it's their physical body, right? Maybe it's their weight, their strength. You know, they're finally getting that exercise program going on. You know, I've seen more people walking in the last, excuse me, couple of weeks than I've ever seen. Or maybe it's a combination of those things. Because you now have the time to come out of this better in some way versus where you were before, because many of us, not all, but many of us now have a hell of a lot more time to work on ourselves than we had before. So I'm spending time on like three main areas, okay? One is expansion business-wise. So in a time where a lot of folks would think, why would you be thinking business expansion in a time like this? That's really not a logical thought. My answer, without going into the weeds, is it's times like this that's the right time to be doing things like that. So a lot of business expansion stuff I'm working on. Health and fitness. I've always pretty much been a guy that works out most every day, and I do that. But I put another dimension on top of that where I'm doing more of that, more consistently, and trying some different things that I wasn't doing before. Then there's time with Gina, especially my wife, and my youngest son Isaiah, he's at home. So it's more time that I hang out with them. You know? So, you know, my son and I, at least once a day, are throwing the football around or we're doing something like that. And, you know, I'm spending more time with Gina, especially in the evening, you know, early late evening time. And, you know, and a lot of that wasn't going on before. Because I'm thinking, well, what's next? And where do I want to be as a person, especially in certain areas of my life once this is done? Because it's going to be done. So what's going to be next for me? What's going to be next? I think a huge regret most people would have would be at the end of this, once it's over, coming to the realization that they made the decision not to do a damn thing. Not to do anything, but to just kind of exist through this. Because you've got choices. And this isn't some kind of, you know, positive attitude and think good thoughts and manifestation stuff. This is really making a difference in your life in one or more areas, because now many people have the time to do it that they didn't have before. So how are you spending your time? What are you doing? Because what's next? You've got to answer that question. And again, a lot of people have already asked themselves that question and are doing things about it, depending on whatever their situations are. But a lot of people haven't. A lot of people have not. And I think a huge regret for many, many people would be they've had all of this time to improve, advance, be better in one or more areas than they are now. Why would you not want to take advantage of that? And there will be people that will say, oh, you know, screw you, Darren. I'm going to do whatever I want to do, whether it's, you know, sit around and binge watch, you know, stay on social media all day, listen to Fox News. Well, I'm going to do whatever the hell I want to do. I mean, that's fine. I'm not criticizing that if that's your personal choice. That's cool. But you can't be one of those people that once this is all done and you finally ask the question of what's next, that you're struggling to find the answer and disappointed in yourself at what that answer is. So what are you going to do now? What's next for you during this crisis? It's probably worth sitting down, thinking about, getting a legal pad, a journal out, and start making a list of what should be next for you. Most of the high performers that I deal with, this is what they're doing. And this is what they're working on. Is that saying you should? No. But if you don't want regrets once this dust settles, and you're not anywhere different in a few months or years, whatever it is, than you are before, that'd be a really bad regret, I think. And one that you would have a difficult conversation to have with yourself if that were the case. So hopefully this week's podcast has given you some things to think about in terms of what's next for you in whatever areas of your life that you think need the priority in the work. So have a great day, have a great week or weekend. Stay safe out there, okay? So whenever you listen to me, I hope you got some good information out of this week's podcast. Have a great day. Talk to you later. See you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com. Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com.